This will be our last meeting, colleagues. We have five very important bills before us. The first bill we will take up in work session will be Senate Bill 5510, the Department of Education State School Fund. Susan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair and members of the subcommittee, you have before you the original Senate Bill 5510, which reflects the governor's proposed budget. And then you have -3 amendments, which basically reflect the legislatively agreed upon plan for the state school fund at $5.24 billion. And I'll just briefly quickly walk you through the amendments. Not a very long set of amendments. So in Section 1, that simply shows you the amount of general fund that will be appropriated to the Department of Education for this biennium, 0507. And that's $4,833,992,341. Section 2 shows you the amount of lottery funds that will be available for the state school fund in the 0507 biennium, and that is $405,057,659. And then finally, Section 3 provides some other funds expenditure limitation for the department to distribute some state timber taxes to schools, and that for $950,000. And the total of those three sections are $5.24 billion. Now in Section 4 and subsection 1 and subsection 2, that simply is a split of the $5.24 billion between the 2 years. It essentially provides about 49% of the funding to school districts in the first year and 51% in the second year. And that split is just to reflect that they typically have somewhat higher costs in the second year of the biennium than in the first. In Section 5 and Section 6, this is language in the bill to provide for potential $23 million increase in state funding in the second year of the biennium. And what this is based upon is the estimate of 2005-07 general fund revenues as of the June 2006 forecast compared to the estimate of the general fund revenues for 2005-07 at the end of session. And again, that's for $23 million, and that would be for the second year of the biennium. And then Section 7 is simply the emergency clause, and that completes the amendments.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Yes, Representative Morgan.
I move the -3 amendments into Senate Bill 5510 and further move Senate Bill 5510 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Any discussion, concerns, anguish, happiness? Seeing none of the above.
Avakian's a no.
Avakian's a no. All right. That at least gets us going. So that's an objection.
Any other? Put that back.
We cut him off the animal crackers, please. Any more objections?
Not only no, he's quicker than the rest of the committee.
Mr. Thomas?
Yes.
Would you object if I had to?
That was very funny. We like a little levity here at this meeting. That's excellent. Thank you.
You notice I kept the crackers down here?
Yeah, that's good. She didn't get crackers. Seeing no further objections besides good representative of Avakian, we will pass this particular bill to the full committee. Does anyone want to carry this particular? I'd be glad to do that if you need to.
Oh,
I'd be happy to.
You've been kind of
I think I'll well, represent Morgan.
I think I'll take it.
I'm a Avakian carrier.
Avakian's full service. Avakian's full service. Second bill on our exciting agenda this evening.
Thank you.
Is Senate Bill 5520, the Lottery Allocation Bill. This will require some attention.
Thank you, madam. Mr. Chair and members of the committee, what you have in front of you is the bill that allocates lottery funds. Attached to my cover memo is a spreadsheet that lays out the three categories of expenditures out of the Economic Development Fund, which is lottery funds. The top part are dedicated transfers including the Education Stability Fund, Parks and Natural Resources. Below that is debt service, and below that are program allocations. The debt service and program allocations have all been approved in agency budgets, and they all have expenditure limitation in them. So that is what is covered in what I am calling standard adjustments or budget adjustments under number one on my memo. In addition, the bill adds two new lottery fund allocations, $600,000 to the Department of Administrative Services for the Oregon Association of Nurseries for an agricultural transportation entity, and $150,000 to the Economic and Community Development Department for the Oregon Science and Technology Partnership. The bill also includes new lottery fund allocations for debt service to the Economic and Community Development Department for the North Bend Airport District. The department will return to the Emergency Board for $718,297 in expenditure limitation once documentation has been certified by the director that the North Bend Airport District has sufficient funding to complete the project, and to the Department of Transportation for Connect Oregon, and the department will return to the Emergency Board for $1,893,517 in expenditure limitation once the department has established a process and administrative rules for implementing provisions of Senate Bill 71. I'd like to briefly cover some budget report comments and budget notes. First of all, there's a section in the budget report that you will receive that contains the wording of the agreement between the counties and the state on the use of video poker proceeds or video lottery proceeds to support 50% of the cost of the economic revitalization team in the governor's office. The budget report contains a budget note related to the agreement, which details a plan to convene an interim work group to identify responsibility and funding sources for other areas of state and county shared services. There is, in the budget report, the business proposal by the Oregon Association of Nurseries and a budget note based on the proposal that describes a performance-based contract for the use of those funds with oversight and reporting to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee. This is language that also was used for a couple of economic development line items. And finally, the Oregon Science and Technology Partnership, there is budget report language that directs the Economic and Community Development Department to integrate funding for the partnership into their innovation economy program, which will give oversight to those, the use of those funds.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Yes. What? Questions? Concerns?
Are you ready for a motion?
Yes.
I move the dash three amendments into Senate Bill 5520 and further move Senate Bill 5520 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Discussion? Objection? Seeing none? So ordered. Next item on the agenda.
Are you going to carry these or do you want to share them with Representative Scott?
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Okay.
That was all in one motion. So. Next item on the agenda, Senate Bill 1101 relating to state financial administration.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, Senate Bill 1101 with its accompanying dash 2 amendments should be before you. This implements many of the statutory changes necessary to implement many of the budget decisions you've already made. It also clarifies the governor's and DAS's authority when implementing the budget and allotment processes and makes other minor adjustments to fees and use of funds statutes. going through each of the sections, Senate Bill 1101, starting in Section 1, transfers $2 million from the Oregon Jobs Plus Unemployment Wage Fund to the general fund. This program was shut down by the Employment Department on June 30, 2005. They had expected, when the budget was developed, that all of the funds would have been utilized by the end of the biennium. So they went ahead and closed the program, and we phased out their positions in their budget. Section 2 is really a cleanup. The Portland Metropolitan Area Local Government Boundary Commission has not been in existence for a few years now, but there was a cash balance remaining. It is transferring that balance to the general fund. It's about $168,000. Section 3 is making the transfer of $7.5 million from the tobacco use reduction account to the state medical assistance program. That is assumed already in the Department of Human Services budget. This is just implementing the revenue transfer. Section 4, making two additional transfers to support the Department of Human Services budget that you passed in that agency.
We need it, yes.
The $836,557 from the Law Enforcement Medical Liability account, and just over $2.58 million transferred from the Jobs Individual Education account at the Department of Human Services. That amount is the unallocated monies of individuals that have expired over 5 years. That's available for allocation. Section 5 is transferring $2.5 million from the Problem Gambling Treatment Fund to the Administrative Services Economic Development Fund to be part of the lottery allocation that you've already approved. Section 6 is transferring $150,000 from the state from the school technology account for Frontier Learning Network. This is part of the $500,000 that you approved in ODE's budget for that program. Section 7 is implementing the 50% funding for the Economic Revitalization Team in the Governor's Office, approved as part of that budget. Sections 8, 9, 10, and 11 relate to modifying the Governor's Authority and the Department of Administrative Services Authority when they are developing the budget and executing that budget. It's clarifying that the Secretary of State and the State Treasurer are subject to the same sets of rules as all other executive branch agencies. Section 12 is bringing the Board of Accountancy statutes in line with the Tax Practitioner Board to allow them to assess the costs of the discipline cases against the licensee in which they take action. Just expanding their authority, and it's permissive. Section 13 and 14 is removing a sunset for a Department of Transportation program that allows them flexibility to use both state and federal monies in meeting the modernization program requirements. Section 15 is clarifying that the Department of Transportation will no longer charge the $50 for the access permit fee. And with the Dash 2 amendments, the new Section 16, actually backing up one page, we're also further amending the allotment statutes. We had missed a subsection when we did the original 1101, again, just amending the allotment provisions. The new Section 16 is clarifying that the interest earnings in the jobs individual education account accrue to the general fund and Department of Human Services transfer the funds. That was unclear, and so the account has been accruing. It's up to about $1.2 million now, just transferring those funds to the general fund. The new Sections 17, 18, 19, and 20 and 21 relate to modifying the performance measure statutes. This is clarifying that the progress board, the Department of Administrative Services, will be giving the directions on development of performance measures and providing the guidance rather than the progress board. And it's asking Department of Administrative Services to provide a report, an annual report, to the Legislative Fiscal Office. They already produced that report. And Section 19 modifies the Joint Legislative Audit Committee statute to include the review of state agency performance measures and allow them to make comment. The bill has an emergency clause and is an effective on passage.
Very good.
Mr. Chair.
Co-chair.
I move the Dash 2 amendments into Senate Bill 1101 and further move the amended bill to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Very good. Discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. As the junior member of this side of the dais, while I was being distracted and unduly influenced with animal cookies, I missed the discussion of Section 5. So if you don't mind, did we have an adequate enough presentation of that to show that the gambling treatment fund actually has an increase of dollars through the budget, only because this section has the appearance that money is being taken away and decreases the amount?
Mr. Chair and Representative Avakian, we did not discuss that while you were being distracted, but I can clarify that.
Uh-huh.
It's my understanding in the 03-05 budget, lottery funds totaled $5.6 million for gambling programs. In the 05-07 approved budget, it is $9.3 million of lottery funds. And the $2.5 million that is transferred in Senate Bill 1101 is on top of that. It is not making a reduction off of the $9.3 that is in the approved budget.
Okay. Thank you, Mr.
Good clarification. Thank you for that. Any further discussion on the motion? Any objections to the motion? Seeing none, so ordered. Let's see. Senator Winters, do you mind carrying this? Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
All righty. Moving right along. Let's go to House Bill 5023, the Emergency Fund, otherwise known as the Budget Note Bill. How are you?
I'm good.
Great, man.
Mr. Chair, members, House Bill 5023 originally was the bill that appropriated money to the emergency board. There are -2 amendments before you, and I'll go over those with you quickly. Section 1 of the amendments provides a general purpose emergency fund of $30 million. Section 2 includes $130 million for state employee compensation changes based on negotiated settlements with unions. Section 3 includes $10 million special purpose appropriation to the emergency board for home care worker collective bargaining changes. Section 4 is a repeal. It's a technical fix to the Parks and Recreation Department budget regarding non-limited funds. Those funds in that budget were identified as being non-limited, and they shouldn't have been, so this just repeals that section. Section 5 is another technical fix to bring revenues and limitation within the State Parks and Recreation Department budget in line with each other. We had excess limitation based on their revenues, and that fixes that problem. Section 6 and 7 are two technical adjustments for Department of State lands to provide them with additional other fund limitation for the South SLU in Section 6 and federal funds limitation in Section 7. And Sections 8 through 11 implement the transfer of the Common School Fund distribution from the Department of State Lands to the Department of Education. A bill was passed, I believe, that authorizes the Department of Ed to transfer those monies instead of the Department of State Lands. Section 12 is a appropriation of general fund of $409,956 for the operating costs of the Oregon Progress Board. Section 13 includes a number of technical fixes to previously passed budget bills. These include the DHS amounts you see are negatives because of a transfer of the Office of Juvenile Compact Administrator to the Oregon Youth Authority. There is a net zero change for the Public Defense Services Commission to allow them to take a 270, roughly, reduction to their budget in a different way than was incorporated in the original budget. There's a judicial department fund shift because of the passage of Senate Bill 247, which provides them with general fund instead of the other funds in their current budget. There's a $100,000 adjustment to the Department of Fish and Wildlife to complete a fund shift. This provides them with additional other funds limitations due to a reduction that was made in their general fund budget. There's a technical adjustment to the Forestry Department of $104,057 to reflect a new reforestation fee that the agency was authorized to impose. There's an additional $18,000 for the parole board for additional legal expenses that were not anticipated in the budget. And finally, there's the other part of the transfer of the Office of Juvenile Compact Administrator from DHS to OIA, or the Oregon Youth Authority. Section 14 is a additional federal funds expenditure limitation increase for the 0305 biennium of $2 million to reflect additional grants that they had received and expended. Section 15 is a technical fix for the Teacher Standards Practices Commission of for an 0305 expenditure limitation increase of $30,000. Section 16 is a similar 0305 expenditure limitation increase for the State Board of Clinical Social Workers in the amount of $1,500. Section 17 provides a limitation for the transition of the Board of Investigators into the into DPSST, and that was authorized in other bills, and this just provides them with a limitation to implement that transition. Section 18 does a similar thing for the State Fair to provide them with other funds limitation as they transition into the Parks Department. Section 19 and 20 reflect a program of additional tobacco tax compliance activities between the Department of Justice and the Department of Revenue. And this is other funds limitation provided. Section 21 adds $400,000 to the Oregon Student Assistance Commission for the Oregon Opportunity Grant Program in addition to their previously passed budget. Section 22 adds $750,000 for gang intervention services in East Multnomah County to the Oregon Youth Authority. Section 23 provides $200,000 to the Legislative Assembly for contracted information technology services. Section 24 adds $50,000 for insect control in Malheur County to deal with a black fly issue in eastern Oregon. Section 25 provides $224,000 to the Department of Administrative Services for transfer to the Oregon Law Commission to conduct a project on reform of government ethics laws. Section 26 provides $224,000 of additional general fund for restoration of Diamond Lake to the Department of Fish and Wildlife. Section 27 provides $100,000 to the Department of Administrative Services for payment to the City of Hillsboro for grants that support projects enhancing cultural, economic, and community development. Section 28 adds $250,000 to the Department of Human Services for abstinence education programs. Section 29 adds $298,900 to the Department of Human Services for community-based agencies that provide domestic violence and sexual assault services. Section 30 provides $300,000 to the Department of Human Services for the Workforce Alcohol and Drug Prevention Services contract. Section 31 adds $400,000 of general fund to the Department of Education for local option equalization grants activities. And Section 32 provides an additional $800,000 to the emergency board as a special purpose appropriation for that same purpose after more information is determined on how much those grants are going to cost. And then finally, Section 33 is an emergency clause.
Thank you.
In addition to that, Mr. Chair, there are several budget notes that were added to the budget or proposed.
Better have two.
Oh, I just was passing down. That's not appropriate. Sorry about that. I just kind of lost my
second. We're done. We're self-sufficient now.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, there's about six budget notes.
There's no interest over there.
Look at him, just standing.
I don't know. Mr. Chair, six budget notes have been approved to date. The first budget note is relating to the state fair and applies to their transition to the Parks and Recreation Department. If you'd like me to read these in the record, I could do that. But I'm not inclined
to. Can you just paraphrase?
Can you just give us a quick overview of this?
The first note directs the State Fair to work in cooperation with the Department of Administrative Services and the Legislative Fiscal Office to complete an operating and financial plan for the first 6 months of the current biennium, the 05-07 biennium.
Cool.
And then they're directed, the department, Parks Department is directed to return to the E-Board as soon as possible after the transfer to see if there's any necessary limitation and position authority adjustments that are needed in the remaining 18 months of the biennium. The next budget note relates to the Department of Higher Education, and it directs the university system to include funding for the Policy Consensus Center at Portland State University's College of Urban and Public Affairs when they bring forward their next budget request in 07 for the 07-09 budget period. Then there are three budget notes for the Department of Human Services. The first encourages the agency to pursue strategies including fully capitated health plan and dental care organization auto enrollment that will increase the percentage of health plan managed care clients to 80% during the 05-07 biennium, and requests that the department report to the emergency board by June of 06 on the strategies and results. The next directs the Department of Human Services, specifically the Office of Mental Health and Addiction Services, to report to the emergency board on efforts to improve coordination of care in the children's mental health system in response to previous directives from the legislature. And the report identifies what the report is to include, including changes made to the system, impact of these changes on children and their families and providers, and the work that is still needed to be completed. And then finally, there is a budget note that indicates that the legislatively approved cost of living adjustments for providers of children's intensive treatment services are basically intended for direct service workers. And when administering these cost of living adjustments, the Department of Human Services shall ensure that payments made to children's intensive treatment providers by mental health organizations, community mental health programs, or the department reflect these cost of living adjustments.
Very good. Thank you. Good summary.
Mr. Co-Chair.
Yes, please.
I move the Dash 2 amendments and the budget notes into House Bill 5023 and further move the bill as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Discussion. Objections? Seeing none, so ordered. One more item on our agenda. That would be Senate Bill, Senate Bill 1102 relating to a reserve fund.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, members, Senate Bill 1102 is a very short bill relating to a task force on a reserve fund. The task force is established to develop recommendations regarding the establishment, funding, and operation of a reserve fund. The task force consists of six members, three appointed by the president, three appointed by the speaker. At least two from each chamber need previous joint Ways and Means experience, and they must also include the co-chairs of the Ways and Means Committee from this current session. The task force is staffed by LFO, and it also provides for a transfer of monies to the reserve fund if it is established by the next assembly from the ending balance for the 05-07 biennium. I think this came out of discussions with leadership about the need for establishing such a general purpose reserve fund that's unlike the Education Stability Fund, which is dedicated to education purposes. And so basically this is just a legislative intent that such discussions occur in the interim, and a fund, the task force, come up with recommendations on how such a fund should operate.
Very good. Discussions?
Mr.
Motion?
I would move Senate Bill 1102 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Very good. Any further discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Well, committee members, our brief sojourn as a subcommittee is over. I appreciate your interest, attendance, and excellent work, and we'll meet again at full and some particular point in time in the not-too-distant future.
I believe that would be 10:30.
10:30, exactly what I was thinking. Very good. Well, I'll see you all. Adjourn.
Did you want?